Child's Play has skipped its annual holiday staging of The Velveteen Rabbit for a while, but because there's a whole new generation of children who haven't seen the fabled production, the company has remounted it this season at their new home at the Tempe Center for the Arts. It's a joy to have the spiffy original staging back, and like most Child's Play shows, it couldn't be better as it creates a magically festive time for first-time young audiences and their chaperones. Brian Burgess Clark's breezy script is based on the popular Marjorie Williams book that young people adore. It focuses on a little boy who falls in love with a velveteen rabbit he receives one Christmas. No more plot details, just go and be captivated. But of course, there's a heartwarming message about any object a child loves and wishes it were alive. The production's charms come from several toys that come to life in director David Sarr's faithful recreation of his original production. Along with Sarr's superb staging, there's Jeff Thompson's richly lush set, Rebecca Aiken's flowingly beautiful costumes that define each character, nice special effects that entrance, and a perfect cast that brings life both to people and inanimate toys with distinctive definition. The show clocks in at the perfect length so that young kids will never be bored. A child next to me kept her eye on every production detail and applauded mightily as she told her father how much she enjoyed the show. The cast includes some genderbender players like Eric Boudreau, who handles with tart emphasis the knowing but strict Nana, and Kayleen Newman, who plays the boy with joyful exuberance. John Gentry essays the Tin Soldier with forcefulness. Kate Haas bubbles as the nursery fairy. Dwayne Hartford plays Skin Horse with lovable passion. And Katie McFadden makes a charming and likable rabbit. The story is narrated by Deborah K. Stevens in a fascinating, unseen performance that never grows bland because her storytelling skills are so dynamic. And don't worry if you are an adult chaperone for a small child, because while children will love what's on stage, my bets are that adults will also be drawn into the charming tale. It is so nice to have the Velveteen Rabbit back to spread its fanciful delights through such an enchanting production. The Velveteen Rabbit earns 5 stars out of 5 and continues with Saturday and Sunday public performances through December 22nd. Even this bah-humbugging critic was captivated. For KBOC, I'm Chris Curcio.